Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study in Genesis as Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier teaches on the spiritual stepping stones for our walk with Christ. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Be turned into the book of 2 Peter, 2 Peter chapter number 1. In 2 Peter chapter number 1, there's a formula that is there in verse number 5 that many of us may be familiar with, where the scripture will tell us the things to add to our faith. And it should come as no strange concept that when we're saved in our walk with the Lord, it's His intention for us to grow and to continue in that deeper study of Scripture and a closer walk with Him. As a matter of fact, I think just last Sunday evening for the class up here, you're going through that ABCs of Christian Doctrine as well. And y'all just had D, I believe, Daily Walk, I think was the last one that y'all had covered. But in line with that, I just want to look at this formula, and we're just going to kind of take it building block by building block this morning. And what we don't finish up this morning, we'll finish up either this evening or next week. But if you're there in 2 Peter chapter 1, we'll just begin reading from verse number 1. Scripture says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we'll stop right here because that faith is very important. That like precious faith, Scripture is very clear that there is one faith. One faith. And we'll come back to that. But in verse number 2, it says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, and this is where we'll be looking at this morning, beside all these things, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For our faith, these building blocks, if you will, are such a great tool, such a great illustration for us to kind of keep on track and keep focus of the things that we ought to be striving for in our life and in our walk with Christ. And the most important thing, at the baseline of that, is to the faith. He begins that, add this to your faith. Aside from possessing that faith, none of these other things will matter. They will not make a difference in the scope of eternity. These are things for the child of God, for the believer. And we're given an order to use all diligence. All diligence. And that word diligence carries with it a sense of haste or earnestness. Webster defines the word diligence as being a steady, earnest, and energetic effort, being devoted and painstakingly faithful to the work and the application that you've set out to accomplish. That's how Webster defines that word diligence. And in our scripture, it carries with it that thought of haste and earnestness. It's important. So with all diligence, with all importance, with all earnestness, with all haste, add to your faith virtue. So that faith, first of all, is the basis of our relationship with Jesus Christ. It's the cornerstone of our walk with the Lord. And there's many, I mentioned, I think it was Wednesday evening, about being at the luncheon for different pastors in the area from different denominations and different churches. And any time that you get anyone together of, we may would use the word different faiths. We've just read about the one faith. But different denominations or different banners, if you will. It can be tough to kind of dwell on anything doctrinally or anything that's divisive. Or we kind of have to, you know, going into something like that, that there's going to be a spirit of unity, because all we're going to focus on is essentially the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're all gathered under that same roof. We can all agree on that principle and the basis for salvation, that it's a gift of God and not of works, lest any man should boast. That faith here that we're adding to, that's our relationship with Jesus Christ. It's for that the new believer, the old believer, it doesn't matter. It's the cornerstone of our walk with the Lord. And we are to add to that. And that's why when we get in different groups, it makes nice teaching or nice preaching about, can't we all just get along and look past our differences? And one of the things that was mentioned at that meeting was about, you know, stop fighting with each other doctrinally. Stop fighting with each other, you know, about you. Preferences or feelings, but they threw doctrine in with there with preferences and feelings and that kind of thing. Well, it's important for us to know these doctrines, to know why they're important, and to stand for them. And we're going to get into that. Without that, we're just at that entry level for the faith. We just have that relationship with Jesus Christ, but we're still the babe in Christ. We still haven't understood these things of Scripture. And we are to progress past that first level, if you will, past that entry point. And he has a beautiful formula here of how we do it. And I love the order that it's listed in, because the starting point is that faith. It's the knowledge of that saving grace of Jesus Christ. And the end point is charity. That should be our goal in our walk with Christ, is that his love is evident in our life. But as soon as we're saved and we get out there in the world, it's not the case that the love of Christ automatically shines through us. It takes some conscious effort, surrender, and obedience on our part for that to happen. And I love simple teachings. I love gentle teachings. And it's very easy, when you surround yourself with that kind of stuff, that you just kind of jump from the faith straight to the charity in your walk. You kind of try to make that connection, because that's the goal for our life. The Bible says, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, that ye have love one for another. But when we make that leap, that jump start, if you will, if we miss everything in between, we've missed key components in our walk with Christ and will never be able to truly fulfill that love of Christ and show it to others. So the first item that he lists of adding to our faith is virtue. And this word virtue is a moral goodness, an excellence, a modesty, and a purity in our life. Scripture talks about virtue. We're familiar with Philippians 4:8. I'm sure many of us could quote it. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.